Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Before the game begins yesterday, Saturday, was the offense hoping and wanting to run it nearly two times as much as you passed it, or is that just what presents itself when you see what the defense is doing?
Well, a lot of it, look, that's been one of our strengths here for the last 6 weeks, is our ability to run it. And I think our offensive line, the way they've played down the stretch has been incredible, and certainly with LeGarrette, Steven, and Shane, and what they've done, it's been really just huge for our team. So, you know, that's going to be a part of every game plan. And then when we got out there and, you know, we started to really become more efficient in the running game, we just kept running and running it. And then you get those big long runs where, you know, LeGarrette broke out and ran for whatever, 70-plus yards. Mm. So it's been just a great thing for us, and to be able to control the tempo of the game, to really be a physical football team is what Coach Belichick has talked about all year, and that's really come out here to last, really, since Thanksgiving.
And my guess is Logan Mankins and the rest of the offensive line enjoy that a lot more than pass blocking.
Well, I mean, it's nice to be, for an offensive lineman, for you to be able to be aggressive. Rather than, you know, when you pass that all day, you're really just taking, you're just trying to defend the spot. And, you know, as a run blocker, you can really enforce your will upon the other team. And that's where the basic fundamentals of football will never change. It's, you got to be able to stop the run, you got to be able to run the football. And that's, those things don't ever change. And that's how you, you know, get to this point in the year. You got to be able to do, you got to be able to win different ways. And certainly the way we've been able to win for a while now is really been critical to our success.
Tom, I assume you were rooting for San Diego just so you could stay home, not have to travel. But obviously it's you and Peyton once again. You played them, November 24th, less than 2 months ago. Does that matter now as you prepare? Does it make it easier to prepare for a team that you played just a few weeks ago?
Well, I wasn't, you know, truthfully, I really wasn't rooting for anybody yesterday. It was just nice to watch the games. They're two really great games. And, you know, both those teams, San Francisco played great. And then Denver played really well, made a bunch of critical plays when they needed to. So, to answer your question, there's nothing that's happened in the past that's going to help, you know, us try to win this game on Sunday. This game is going to come down to who plays the best, and we'll be able to take some things from the game we played and study them and prepare for them. But you know, we'll have different things to do. They'll have different things to do. You know, their team's different than when it played us, and then you know we're pretty different than when we played them. So it's we'll get our preparation going this morning and try to you know, put together a great game plan and prepare as hard as we can, and then go out there and you let it rip. So I'm excited. It's everything you can ask for as an athlete. We got a great opportunity ahead of us, and it'd be as satisfying as victories we've ever had to go to Denver and win this game.
Is there any chance, you probably don't know this yet, but I'll ask anyway, any chance that you will continue as the holder, whether they bring in a new punter or not?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet. So whatever it takes. I mean, I've had experience, like I said, in college doing it, and you know, we got the best kicker in the league. So I think you could probably hold for him, and he'd make 90% of them.
Are you really number two though on the depth chart for holders? Is there a depth chart for holders, Tom?
I've never even checked the depth chart on special teams, so I wouldn't even know. I've never been to one of their meetings.
You said that the Denver defense is different than it was when you played them in November. What particularly stands out that makes a difference? They looked awfully impressive yesterday.
No Von Miller.
Why, though, that?
That helps.
Yeah, they've been really stingy, I think, the last 6 weeks. They haven't given up many points or yards, and when we played them, you know, they're physical defense. So I thought earlier in the year they gave up a bunch of yards, and you know, their offense was scoring so many points that teams were just throwing the ball, you know, all day on them. And now these games have settled in over the last month, and they've been able to defend both the run and the pass, and they've been really good here down the stretch. So we got to put together a great plan, and I'm sure we will. Our coaches always put put us in a great position to do well. So it's going to be up to us players to go out and execute it. You know, we'll see where we stand at the end of the day.
Tom, when you change a play at the line of scrimmage, is it more likely to be to a run and away from a called pass or vice versa?
Well, you can. We have the flexibility with the offense to do a lot of things. We can change protections. We can change from run play to run play. We can change run play to pass, a pass to a run. Mm-hmm. We can change a pass play to, you know, a screen play. I mean, we can do everything. So it's our team has done a great job being able to, you know, be really smart to understand what we're trying to accomplish. And then ultimately you're trying to attack the weak part of the defense. But that's what, you know, when you're watching Denver play yesterday, that's what they do a great job of. You see, you know, they run the ball a lot when they get those good looks to run it. And Peyton's able to get those guys into the right play. And, it just helps the team out a lot when you can get a fair number and then go after it. So our team is, you know, a very smart physical team, and we're going to need to really be at our best when it matters the most.
You know, for you to say that it would be as satisfying a victory as you've ever had here if you go and win that game, you've obviously won some pretty big games, three jump out in particular. Is it because of all the injuries this year, all the stuff your team has gone through, maybe some of the younger guys? I mean, what would lead that to be the case if you go and win here in Denver on Sunday?
Well, I think we've overcome, you know, a lot of things with a lot of injuries. We've had some amazing comebacks to get into the situation where we finished the regular season 12-4 with a lot of players filling some big roles over the course of the year, and then having really played our best football the last 3 weeks, and now to get an opportunity to go play one of the best teams in the league. So it's everything you ask for. This is what football is all about. So there's, you start the year with 32 teams having a chance, and we're down to the final four. So it's great to be one of the teams in that position.
Hey, Tom, if Peyton Manning says Omaha on nearly every play before the snap, shouldn't the defense at some point figure out exactly what that means, and do you know what it means?
Yeah, but he does a good job of changing it. So, you know, one time it means one thing, and the next time it means another. And, you know, he got him offside, I don't know, five or six times yesterday,
right,
which is the most I think I've ever seen. So he was doing a great job with his cadence, really keeping the other team off balance. And, that's part of what his strength is as a player. He's able to really deceive the defense. And once you think you're on to one thing, you know, he's on to the next, and he tries to stay one step ahead of the defense. So that's a really, our defense is going to be tested there, but our defense is ready. They've been really coming together, and the way they played the last, you know, 6 weeks has been pretty incredible also. So it's going to be a great matchup, and we got a solid week to prepare, and we got to be at our best. So that's what it's going to take.
And generally speaking, though, there's something like Omaha. Is that an indicator of the snap count? In other words, on which snap, which hut the ball will be snapped?
Yeah. And there's a few teams that use that term. That's just basically a snap count. And, you know, the defense starts listening, and one time he says Omaha, and then, you know, he says whatever, said hut, and the ball snaps, and then next time he'll go Omaha, said hut, and he won't snap it.
Right.
Next thing you know, they jump offside.
Got it.
So he's probably got other cue words that he uses to let the team know what he really wants to do, his real intention. I think you just can't really listen in too much. You got to be able to react. But that's part of what good offenses do, and that's why they've been able to score a lot of points and to keep the other team off balance. But they got a great team. They've earned it. You know, they earned over the course of the year 13-3 to have the position to be able to play at home, and we got to go to Denver. And, some teams got to play at home, and it happens to be them. I think what Coach talked about was it's how we play, it's not where we play, and that's no question about it. How we're going to play is what's going to determine the outcome of the game. And, you know, I hope we play our very best. That's what it's going to take.
Hey, Tom, I know you don't study the opposing quarterback as you prepare for a game, but you're a student of the game, of the position, and you know how good Peyton Manning has been over the years. Specifically, what does he do better, in your opinion, what does he do better than anyone else that you've ever seen?
Well, he's got great command of the offense. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. So I think that he obviously has a lot of confidence in what he's doing, and he has confidence in the guys around him, so he's got a lot of flexibility to get in and out of plays, and ultimately he's playing very confidently. So that's, you know, a great position to be in as a quarterback when you have the understanding of the offense, and, you know, he's been in that offense for a long time. It's really the same offense that he's always run. And, you know, he's very good at it. The players that he's got, you know, are very talented, and you know, they can run block. They do screens. They do, you know, traps. They do draws. They do, you know, all types of different route combinations. And, you know, once he sees the coverage, he tries to get the plays that can beat the coverage. So it really forces the defense to play very solid, to cover everything, because if you don't, then he does a great job finding the holes.
Tom, somebody tweeted at me, or a few people did actually, during the game. They said, when you talk to Tom on Monday, ask him what the advantage is of identifying the Mike linebacker before the snap.
I know.
I don't want to know from you.
Okay.
Nobody
cares,
Tom,
what you think about this.
Yeah.
He's the extra guy, right? You got to pick him up.
Well, a lot of you have a lot of different pass protection schemes, and certainly there's a lot of different things you do on run plays, too. So a lot of it is just making sure everyone's on the same page. It's, you know, if you're always identifying and communicating, you know, where the blocks go and where the blocking schemes start. Mm-hmm. So you got to start somewhere. A lot of, you know, pretty much every team starts with figuring out where they want the Mike linebacker. And it may not be the true Mike. It may be a guy that's more in a Mike position. I don't know if that, I know that's a little technical, but it's really just trying to sort out the scheme of the play. And so everyone, you know, if you're the left tackle and you have the Will linebacker, you know, after the quarterback points to Mike's position, that determines where the Will position is.
I see.
If you make a different guy to Mike, then it's a different Will. So a lot of it is just trying to be on the same page, and the communication is really important to every team. To a team that has a bunch of protections, and, you know, when you change formations a lot, which is probably where the NFL has gone, you know, in the last 13, 14 years, the scheme changes and the formation changes are very different. And I think it really forces the defense to do some different things, and then you get different defensive looks, and then that's why the Mike position changes a lot. And you got to, you know, be able to adjust and adapt to whatever, however the defense is defending.
Is this the best running team you've been on since the Dillon team in 04 when he ran for, whatever, 1,600 yards? You say this team right now is probably running the ball as well as any Patriots team since then?
Well, the last 3 weeks have been pretty good. So, I mean, I don't know where our stats are and where we rank, you know, over the course of the year, but really over the last month we've been exceptional in our efficiency, and all the backs are running hard. And like I said, it starts with offensive line and what they've been able to do and what they've been able to contribute. I know how satisfying it is for them to, you know, when you talk about rushing stats at the end of the year and, you know, where our team stands, it's very gratifying when you're able to run the ball like we run it. So, like I said, the backs do a great job finding the hole and finding what's there. They run really hard. They break tackles. But the offensive line, you know, gets those guys started, and, you know, they deserve so much credit.
Will you reach out to Wes, text Wes, or will he text you and say good luck, or is that off limits now, game time, and there's no fraternizing with the enemy?
I think, you know, at this point we're both pretty focused on what we need to do. So,
right.
You know, there's plenty of time for those things. This is, you know, this is the biggest game of the year. You know, all my attention is going to be focused on, you know, what I got to do to help us win. And, you know, we'll save all the pleasantries for, you know, after the football season.
Tom, I know you and all the Patriots are trained to ignore the noise, and there will be much noise this week about legacy games and all that sort of stuff. Bill needs one win to tie Tom Landry and your numbers and so on and so forth. I know you don't deal with that at all during the course of a week's worth of preparation. When, if ever, do you consider those kinds of things? You know, your place in history, Bill's place in history, the legacy aspect of this career.
I think that it's just the most satisfying part of being a player is to win the game. So it doesn't matter what a person may think or say, or truthfully, I don't turn the TV on, or I don't read anything. I just try to focus on what I need to do. And like I said, put all that stuff around us. I know, you know, different times coach will make us aware of, you know, I know when we played Baltimore, nobody picked us to win. I'm sure no one's going to pick us to win this week. So, you know, we've had our backs against the wall for a while, you know, really the whole season. We've lost players and teams have really counted us out. So, you know, we got a bunch of underdogs on our team, and we'll be an underdog again, and, you know, we'll see how that shapes up here at the end of the week. But I know that, you know, we're as tough and physical as we've ever been, and that's the way we're going to need to go out and play this game. And, that's a great challenge for us to go in there into an environment where a team has really played as good a football as any team all season and go in there and try to beat them.
Well, I'm just looking at all the stats stuff that I'm sure you ignore or don't even bother with, but I just saw this for the first time. You have a losing record against one team in the whole NFL. One team. You know what team that is, Tom?
I have no idea.
That would be the Denver Broncos. Not that it matters, because it's been different teams and different coaches and different quarterbacks. But what, in your opinion, is the most meaningless statistic, meaningless number that we in the media and the fans and the network guys focus on when you meet with them? What is the absolutely most worthless stat?
I don't know. There's a lot of them. And there's one stat that matters, and that's wins and losses. So there's a lot of ways to affect the game. And, you know, from a quarterback standpoint, you got to do what you got to do to help the team win. So I think trying to, you know, it's there's so many things that go into a game. You just can't point to one thing and say, well, that's the reason. I mean, there's probably 160 plays in a game, including special teams, and all of them make a difference. If they did, you know, every play means something. Every yard means something. But I don't know. That's a tough one to answer. There's just too many factors that go into every game.
All right, you ready for my deep philosophical question, Tom?
Yeah, let's get it.
Which is the stronger emotion for you, hating to lose or loving to win?
I mean, they're hand in hand, so it's... I mean, I do hate to lose. There's no question about that. And, you know, the thrill of victory is great. I think at this point in my career, the winning is just so much fun, and it's great to prepare. It's great to, you know, put the work in and see it pay off. So you convey that to the other players and how meaningful it is, because it means a lot. Mm. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to our families, our friends, our community, all of our fans that support us, and we've had incredible support since I got here. So, you know, we go out there and we play our butts off for everybody. I think that's what you're going to see this weekend. We're going to lay it all on the line, and that's what it's going to take our best effort. You know, we'll go out there and empty the tank and see where we stand at the end of the day.
My guess is that losing sticks around a lot longer than winning does.
Yeah, but the winning feels great too. I mean, we're 12-4 this year, so yeah, losing sucks, but I mean, to be 12-4 is pretty good, and to have the bye to come out and play, you know, against a real good football team in the Colts and to beat them felt great. So the thrill of victory, you get to enjoy it all week. And I've been lucky to be on parts of teams that, you know, went long times between losing games. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, losing sucks, but winning is just a great feeling.
So. All right. We wrap it up with the quarterback question of the week brought to you by Crescent Credit Union. Tell us the impact and the effect that meeting and getting to know Sam Burns had on you and your teammates, Tom.
Yeah, we got to meet Sam before the Atlanta game, and, you know, he was a big Patriot fan, lived in Foxborough, and was just a terrific young man. So he'll be missed. You know, I'm sure his family and what they've dealt with over the course of his life has been very challenging for them, but you know, Sam's in a great place, and hopefully we can go out there and he'll be watching from above and cheering us on. I know that.
Maybe instead of Omaha or Cougar, might get Sam into the pregame snap count.
I like it. Yeah. Maybe we could come up with a certain word for him.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.